Ladies and gentlemen, podcasting since 2005, you're listening to Gamertag Radio with your host, podcaster Hall of Famer Danny Pena, the always opinionated Paris Lilly, and from outside of the norm, Peter Toledo. This is Gamertag Radio.
Hey,
Paris, man. This is episode 999, man.
Yeah, man.
The last
999.
The last three digits episode for us. Crazy. This
is it.
This is it, man. How you been, man?
Good. Good, man. Really good. How about you?
Good. Just excited for next week's episode, man. In a couple of days.
Yeah, I guess this is the preview to that. So,
Yeah, we could talk
sure people follow us on social media. We already recorded it, and it was good. It's a good conversation. I'm really looking forward to people hearing it and getting their feedback and see what they think.
Yeah, man. And we were there for what, like over 30 minutes, I think it was? Like 30 minutes and change, something like that?
Something like that.
Yeah. But I think everybody's going to enjoy the conversation and you know, thanks to Xbox and Phil for making this happen and taking his time too. Because he has a crazy schedule. Like, for those who know in the background, he was like in and out. He got there a little bit late, which you probably heard the sneak peek of the audio that we put up a couple of days ago on the site. But yeah, we had everything set up. I was at a 368. That venue, because they allowed me to record, and Paris was home, and we were just ready. Phil went in, we did an interview. He was done. He's like, "All right, next meeting." Boom, like yeah. So he was very, very busy. So, but I like that our conversation was very, very relaxed, very chill. Didn't seem rushed, and we were like even cracking jokes throughout the whole time, which is awesome.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying. Yeah. So you heard the audio without spoiling it. Your thoughts, like overall, of just like the conversations and the questions that we are asking and whatever you think you should mention without spoilers.
Yeah, I don't want to spoil it, so I'll just keep it brief and just saying that, you know, I'll spoil it. I don't want to spoil it. It was just a good conversation that we had, and we can talk about this afterwards, but you know, we were specific in the questions that we asked to be obviously respectful of his time because we're limited on time. And he actually said something to us, which you guys will hear, which I truly appreciate it. But again, no spoilers. I'll wait till you guys actually listen to it.
All right, cool. Awesome. Anything else from next week's episode? You're good. Actually, I want to ask you a question about it's a question that I have that I see a lot of people interacting with you about. So for those who are listening and don't follow us on Twitter, which I highly recommend, you should definitely follow us on Twitter, even to see our jokes there. But Paris and I, we've been talking about the Phil Spencer interview that's coming up, and it's going to be a big thing for us and everything, right? So, but at the same time, which I like that Paris posted this, he's like, look, it's not no breaking news. It's not like he's going to announce the release date of the console or anything like that, right? So Paris just posted, like, look, it's just stuff that's been announced. We just have questions that we're curious about. Ever since Paris been posting this, I mean, he posted that, then I noticed a lot of the followers or listeners, they've been replying to Paris saying, why not ask him about that? And you want to go from there? Paris, we could talk about that, because you guys have been going back and forth with a lot of people about that.
I'll fully admit it's a very frustrating conversation because it's people just don't get it. So what Danny's talking about is, yeah, I wanted to set expectations on what people could expect when they hear this thing with Phil Spencer. It's like, look, man, we're not asking him, hey, tell us the launch date of the Series X and when does Halo Infinite come out and what features can we expect? We're not asking questions like that, because here's the thing. Mm-hmm. And this is where it got frustrating, because clearly the people that were responding to this have never done an interview in their lives. They haven't. because they don't understand the process that happens to even set that up. Trust me, it was not just as simple as Danny sending an email to Phil Spencer or me tweeting at Phil Spencer that Phil Spencer came on this podcast. There are a lot of people internally at Microsoft that had to make that happen, which means they had to take times out of their schedule, planning, scheduling, everything that goes into this, right? And that just goes into this whole process of interviewing and PR as a whole. It is more than just one person involved. There are multiple people. Again, I keep leaning towards PR because we work with them a lot and they have a very thankless job that I highly respect and I understand everything that they go through to make things happen. So the reason I bring that up is this. We were not going to be in sit down with Phil Spencer and ask him questions that were a complete waste of time, because asking him to give us the launch date for the Series X is a complete waste of time, because we already know he is not going to answer that question. Because again, PR, marketing, they have a roadmap for all these announcements on when they want them to happen. Sorry, they're not going to be quote unquote breaking news on Gamertag Radio, because if it was, they would tell us ahead of time, hey, we want to put the release date for Series X on your show. Mm-hmm. And then we would ask the question. This is the point I'm trying to make. So no, we're not, because one person was saying to me, well, it's unprofessional if you don't ask those questions, even if you know he won't answer it, you kind of lightly push him towards it. No, that is highly unprofessional. That is something I would never do. Because here's the thing, like I told someone on PR, if you start asking a bunch of questions that you know he's not going to answer, or any interviewer is not going to answer, then you're going to put that interviewee in a uncomfortable place. PR is in the background, trust me, taking notes on this, that, hey, this guy has just wasted all of our time. You're not going to get a chance to interview that person ever again. That's just the bottom line on this. And this isn't kissing up. This isn't anything. This is being a professional. This is doing your preparation ahead of time, knowing who you are talking to, and knowing the questions that you can ask them that they can actually elaborate on and respond to. So, sorry. And that's why I was quote tweeting a lot of that stuff going, this is extremely bad advice that you're giving right now, because you clearly don't understand what you're talking about. And look, I try to not do this, but yesterday I had to do it. I was like, I've been doing this since 2006. Danny's been doing it since 2005. At this point, we have done hundreds of interviews. I kind of know what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying that to be cocky. I'm not saying that to be arrogant. I'm saying that is that respect the people who are taking the time out of their schedule to actually sit down and talk to you. It is a respect thing. And it is highly disrespectful to go into an interview and basically jump them with questions that they're not expecting. Mm-hmm. This is the truth. Ask things that you know that they can actually talk about so you can have an actual conversation about it. So, again, I don't know, I get a little ranty on that. But that truly upset me to see that there were that many people that thought that we should be asking questions that we know they're not going to answer. Again, all this stuff comes down to relationships. You build relationships over the years with, you know, us as the quote unquote interviewer and them as the interviewee, you know, being a company. Again, we're just using Microsoft as an example. You know, we have so many established relationships within that company. And the reason we do is because we are respectful of their time, mm-hmm. and of what they do. It goes both ways. So, again, like as an example, and this is just a teeny tiny spoiler from the Phil Spencer interview.
Yeah.
What's the first thing that he was doing? He was apologizing to us for being late because he respected our time. You see what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. It goes both ways. Now, what if we would have been 5 minutes late to that interview? Interview over. Done.
Yeah. It just doesn't look good. It doesn't look good.
Because we're not being respectful of their time. Mm-hmm. And that's all I'm saying when it comes to that. That, no, don't ask dumb questions. Yes, I'm going to say it now. Asking stuff like that is dumb. And if and or when you ever get into a position to actually do an interview like that, you will understand that, because you will understand that everything that has to happen internally to make something like that happen. So you're not going to go through all that to then sit down and ambush the executive vice president of gaming for Microsoft with a question that you know he can't answer. Mm-hmm. And that goes for any company that you talk to, that you interview. So again, that's why I said, I told the one dude, I was like, go ahead and ask that question. I guarantee you it'll be the last time you'll get that chance.
Yeah, exactly.
And that's, mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. And again, I'm not saying this like, oh, I'm being cocky and arrogant that, hey, we got this and you didn't. If you get the opportunity, God bless you. All I'm trying to say is respect the process of being able to get there. And, you know, PR, you guys don't understand. There are so many people within PR and marketing that you have to work with to even get to that place. Be respectful of everyone that has to do what they have to do with their job to get you in that position. Mm-hmm. And don't waste anybody's time. That's just the bottom line on that.
Yeah, I'm going to give a shout out to Peter Rubin. So he writes for The Wired, and he got invited to interview the execs at Sony or PlayStation to talk about PS5. So see, a situation like that, then yeah, they're giving him access. So he has a certain amount of time to ask questions, and if there's something they can't answer, they'll tell him. But at least they give him that access just to interview them. Like it's planned, right? And he posted this article up. He was also on our show. Make sure to check out last year's episode. He even talked about like how it happened and the stuff that he asked that wasn't in the article. We talked about all that stuff. But again, that was marketing and PR, and also the execs, the whole team. They were probably like, hey, let's do this. Let's talk about PlayStation 5 with The Wired. And it will be like a world exclusive. See, that makes sense.
Yeah, well,
go ahead.
No. I was just going to say, even the example with the Series X, mm-hmm. when they announced it at the Game Awards, GameSpot had the interview right after that. Like, they had already pre-recorded it. So again, this is Microsoft PR inviting GameSpot to come in. Like, look, we're going to reveal this on this day. We want you to sit down with Phil Spencer, and here's what he'll be able to talk about. And you have that conversation. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, exactly.
We were not invited to talk to Phil Spencer about him giving us a release date on hardware. So, of course, we're not going to talk about that. That's all I'm saying.
No, and I agree, man. I agree. I think, look, when we talk about this, it's not that we're bragging. It's because because through experience that we've been doing this for a long time, we know. Look, man, we've done mistakes in the past, and we learn from that.
Yeah.
We learn from that many times. And we always tell that to other people, like, hey, don't do that. It just doesn't make no sense. This and that. Perfect example, when companies will send us a game to review, it says, okay, everybody's under embargo. This is the date that you could post your review. If you break that embargo, you're screwed, because now you're breaking bridges. A lot of these PR companies and agencies, they know each other, and they'll tell them, hey, don't work with that person. That worked with that person because this person broke the either NDA or embargo. Not a good idea to work with them. So it's going to go around. And what happened? Then you're going to lose all these opportunities, man. All these opportunities. But look, we respect the process since day one. When we get a game for review and they tell us, don't post a review on this date, this time, and certain, let's say video, only a certain amount of minutes, and this and this and that, we do all that. We follow the rules, man. We follow the rules unless they will give us exclusive access, then that's something else. Then we could work something out. Okay, this is certain things that you could like a certain amount of time that you could record and so on. Like a perfect example, last year, was it last year? No, was it 2 years ago? Yeah, before the Division 2 came out, Ubisoft invited us to go to Red Storm, and they gave us access to talk to the team at Red Storm. And we did an amazing job with that, and we released it on a podcast. They never told us anything like what not to ask, right? But it gave us that access to do that, man. Not a lot of people got that at all. You know, so it's all about just respecting the process, and if you get the opportunity, do it the right way. Don't do it in a way that you think you're gonna get like a world exclusive breaking news or something, you know? That's the reason why journalism is going down, because everybody's just thinking about clickbait, leaks, and so on. No, man, that's not that's not the way how to promote your content. You might get that buzz within a couple of days, right? The first 24, 48 hours, oh man, 72 hours, they say. Everybody's going crazy talking about your clickbait article or clickbait leak or whatever. Then what? Long term, is that gonna work for you? No, I don't think
exactly.
So.
Exactly. You have to play the long game with this stuff. And I just view it, I view that stuff. It's tabloid. You're a tabloid at that point because you're just fishing for something to get a spike. And instead, play the long game. Do it the right way. I mean, you know, look, is GTR the biggest, best podcast, gaming podcast in the world? No, it's not. But I am proud of the stuff that we do and the way that we do it. And that helped. I sleep good at night because of that. I know I wasn't trying to do something outside of the box that was going to ruffle a bunch of feathers and potentially ruin. I mean, bro, I'm talking at this point, decade-long relationships that we've established. And that's, again, that's what I think a lot of people that are younger and that are getting into this now, they're not understanding is, if you want to keep a long-term presence in this, you got to do it the right way. You have to do it the respectful way. Mm-hmm. And that's not to mean you can't go and say, you know what? I don't like Connect. That doesn't mean you can't say that to Phil Spencer, because I did say that a long time ago, but it's the way you say it. You say it in a way of, hey, as a consumer, I don't necessarily like this product and here's why. Mm-hmm. And you have a conversation about it. So again, it's all in the way that you do it. And matter of fact, because I may or may not have had a few PR folks DM me last night.
Oh, they did. Interesting.
And I just want to read one little excerpt. And this person says to me, I mean, ... I have no words. People just don't get everything that goes into the scheduling and planning for these announcements. Mm-hmm. That's all that needed to be said. Because that's the entire point that I'm trying to make. This is a person that is in PR, that does this for a living, how they put food on their table. And when something gets leaked out early or gets announced outside of the roadmap, that screws up everything for what they're trying to do. Do you really think, like, remember when Microsoft used to have a leaking problem right before E3? Everything would get announced before. That completely ruins all these surprises. Imagine, I don't know, as an example. Imagine if the Keanu Reeves thing at E3 last year got announced ahead of time. Keanu Reeves was going to be at the Microsoft press conference to announce Cyberpunk 2077 coming on April 16th, 2020. Imagine if we knew that walking in.
Oh, it would
none of the memes, yeah. None of the excitement from the crowd, none of that would have happened because we already knew, oh, there he is.
Yep. Breathtaking.
Yeah. None of that happened.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like, again, imagine. Take it back to 2013. Imagine if we would have known before we walked into that PlayStation press conference that it wasn't going to, that no used games, $3.99. Imagine if we knew that before they said it. One of the most magical moments in the history of the gaming industry never happens.
Yep. Totally agree.
So again, there's a reason that they do these things, that they announce things when they do. Again, let's just take the whole Series X PlayStation 5 thing, because that's obviously been a little thing that's happened here in the last day or so. It sounds like PlayStation isn't going to announce the price of the PlayStation 5 until Microsoft announces the price of the Series X. And I know people were getting mad at Sony. Well, oh, scumbag Sony, the evil Sony. Why would they do that? Da, da, da. I hope Microsoft changes the price after they said it. Da, 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 da. Look, this is business, man. This is business. It is strategic strategy on why they do this. Basically, Sony's looking at it this way. They've said, we're not going to E3. Microsoft obviously is, and they're announcing everything at E3. And I'll ask you this question, Danny.
Yeah.
Could Phil Spencer close that show at E3 and not put a price on the Series X?
They could do it. And you know when they're going to announce it?
I disagree, but explain why.
They they've done that before.
When? When have they not given the price?
Hold on, Paris. You asked me a question. Let me answer. Look, man, they could easily not announce it. If they say, let's say they don't, and they could save that and maybe show it at Gamescom, if that's possible. If not, then announce the price and have the pre-orders ready and go from there. And that's possible too. So
I disagree, because I think waiting till Gamescom to announce pricing is way too late because of pre-orders. At that point, you want to get in, you want to get an idea for how many people are going to pre-order. You're literally wasted the entire summer to not do that. So I'll explain why I disagree.
Yeah.
I think because Microsoft has locked themselves into E3, if Phil Spencer walks off that stage and there's no price, every question they get post press conference from every interview they do at E3 is going to be about, why didn't you announce the price? Why didn't you announce the price? Why didn't you announce the price? That's all they're going to hear. Are you afraid of Sony, that you're trying to wait out Sony? Is it a standoff now? Are we playing chicken on who gets to announce the price first? Instead, it would make a lot more sense for them to have confidence in whatever price that they have and just go ahead and say it. Whereas Sony has the luxury of like, hey, we're not at E3. We don't have to announce anything. We don't have to talk to the press because we're not there. So they have flexibility to kind of wait it out, but they can't wait too long. Like, for the same thing that I just said, I don't think they could wait till Gamescom to announce whatever the price of PlayStation 5 is, because people are going to want to pre-order. Mm-hmm. You know?
Yeah.
So I do think Microsoft will announce their price first, and then obviously Sony's going to adjust from there. And like I've always said, neither one of them is going to cost more than the other. But Sony potentially now could come in cheaper. But we'll see.
Now
we'll see what happens. I think it'll be an interesting thing to see how that plays out.
You know, now with this Xbox Series X revealed during the Video Game Awards, it's possible that Microsoft will do new things that we've never seen before to market this console. Yes. So it's possible, let's make believe, I'm not saying this is going to happen, but let's say they do have a reveal event, like an official one, right before E3. So E3 will focus on just games. It's possible at that reveal event, they could also announce the price, because honestly, Paris, it doesn't really matter where they announce it. It doesn't matter if it's E3, before E3, or whatever. Like, it's just, I think if they announce that, let's say May, like the end of May, 2 weeks before E3, then at E3, just focus 100% just games. Surprises, all that. Then right there, they'll say, pre-orders are available now. That's possible too. You don't think so?
Yeah. I'm not taking anything off the table. I mean, of course, all that is possible. We're entering a new phase of gaming, this next gen, where I think people need to wrap their heads around the fact that it's not, as Luke Skywalker said in The Last Jedi, it's not going to go the way that you think. Because we're used to traditional way, but clearly, like Microsoft, Phil Spencer is in an interview that it might have been right after we did ours with this site called Protocol, where he's talking about he sees their big competitors now as Google and Amazon, because Microsoft as a technology company is changing their strategy. And look, minor spoilers, you may or may not hear Phil Spencer talk about this very soon with us, right?
Yeah.
But the point is, they're changing their strategy. And that's not, it's not a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's just, let's see how this plays out. So, you know, Microsoft's going with the strategy of they're creating an affordable subscription model with Game Pass. They're making gaming be available on multiple platforms now. And they're introducing cloud streaming for their gaming. So it's different. It's not the traditional way. That's why. You know, when you look at a Series X, they're not necessarily making games exclusive to that right away, because they're trying to be more inclusive to have everyone play, mm-hmm. right?
Yeah.
So it's different now. So like you are saying, with the pre-orders and prices and all that, maybe it does not happen the traditional way. And maybe it happens completely unorthodox, out-of-the-box way that we're just simply not used to. Mm-hmm. But that applies to both PlayStation and obviously Microsoft and even Nintendo. We have no idea how they're going to market and strategize these things moving forward. It's going to be different, and because it's going to be different, not everyone's going to like it right away.
No.
But we got to see how it plays out.
I totally agree. And remember, Patterson, when we used to go to E3, Microsoft and every other company, when they would do a press conference, they only have a certain amount of time, because at that time it was live on TV. So they were you know, sticking with the schedule. If it's an hour and a half, 90 minutes presentation. That's it. It can't go over. It can't finish before that, and so on. So now with the internet, have you noticed that throughout the years, Microsoft has been extending the time of their press conference? Last year was the longest one, I think, for them.
Yeah.
The longest one. So because they're now they don't deal with TV. Now it's just streaming. They have their own schedule. Again, these changes are coming up, and we're slowly seeing that. And we're going to see way more, I think, in 2020 with not only Microsoft, but with every company.
Yeah.
Sony, the first one, not going to E3 now for the past 2 years. That's game changer. Years ago, Nintendo did the same thing. No press conference at E3, just booth, Nintendo Direct, that's it. Game changer. Microsoft revealing their console, next-gen console. Nobody was expecting that during the Video Game Awards 2019. Game changer. We're going to see that a lot from now on, man. Marketing are going to try to come up with unique ways that it will get the attention from everybody and it will go viral. Everybody just talking about it because we're all surprised that just happened. We're going to see a lot of those, man. For sure, we're going to see that.
Yeah, of course. I mean, again, it's changing. Like I said, we have no idea how Sony's revealing this PlayStation 5 and how they're going to do it. It is not going to be the traditional way. They could just do a series of state of game or state of play, whatever it's called, right? Where they just put it out and just, hey, here's what it looks like. Here's games that are coming. Oh, by the way, here's the price. Done. And walk away. Pre-orders now. And never once have a media in a conference room do live interviews. They could do none of that. And guess what? The PlayStation 5 is still going to sell just as much as it ever would.
Yeah.
Because now with social media and the way that we connect with people, you don't need the old traditional model. It's changing. Mm-hmm. And that's what we're seeing right now. So again, this is going to be such a fascinating summer to see how the next generation of gaming is introduced to us. Yep. Because it's not going to be the traditional way. It's going to be something different.
Actually, the PlayStation 5 official website just launched like yesterday. Yep. Yeah. I mean, there's nothing really there. It just says coming 2020. That's it.
But a lot of people are saying they did that because they're not going to have a reveal in February. That's kind of the talk now is they're just like, okay, here's the site, but we still have nothing to say to you anytime soon. So again, it's going to be different, man. I'll just be curious to see if they actually reveal this thing before E3. I do think they'll have something before E3, but I don't think the full reveal happens before E3. I think they're going to let the dust settle for whatever Microsoft does at E3, and then they're going to do something after. That's just my theory. We'll see.
I think they have to do something before and have an event after E3 for the fans to try all those games and try the system. That's what I think.
Yeah, we'll see.
All right. Anything else, Paris? Anything else?
No, I think that's it for me. I have to take off later this morning to go see some secrets.
Ooh,
and people will know by the time they hear this because I can say where I'm at and what I'm seeing on social media, but that'll be later. But okay. I'm doing that, and then I'm excited for Monday when people get to hear this interview because I think it's good. I think it's good. I think there's definitely some candid insight from Phil Spencer on it that I think people will enjoy. And again, just thank you to everyone at Xbox that made this happen because I know a lot went into it. And again, I don't want to spoil anything.
The only part of the audio that I put was right in the beginning when we like was setting up. We were like, my check. And then he popped up. That's it. That's the only thing that we posted publicly. But I've been getting a lot of emails and DMs like, hey, from different journalists asking, hey, can we get an advanced copy of this so they can start writing articles? Like, no. I want everybody to hear this at the same time and just enjoy it. I don't want no leaks, nothing. I just want everybody to just enjoy it. Enjoy the moment. That's it.
Oh, man. I have one other thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
Monday, mm-hmm. Monday at, I guess it's at 8:30 Eastern. I'm going to be on Say No to Rage. That's Lano, not the Lano you're thinking. This is Lano. He's a streamer on Twitch. He's big. He's like big into Destiny. He's a super smart dude. I've always appreciated his opinion. He was just recently on Fireteam Chat as well. But I'm going to be on his stream on Monday at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. And he does like a weekly kind of just roundtable thing where he gets other, you know, content creators. I know like Paul Tassi, people like that are on there all the time. And he invited me to come on. So I'm sure we're going to talk about Destiny and a bunch of other stuff, but it should be fun. But if you want to see me live on there, I'll be on there. I'll tweet that stuff out.
Well, during the week. We have another thing too, Paris. Next week, Cheddar. We're going to be on TV, cable TV for the first time. Yeah. Paris and I.
That's right.
Yeah, famous. Yep.
See?
That's going to be.
See? Hey.
Yeah.
Upwards and onwards, man. Just got to keep the train moving, man. So, I won't even say it. Yeah. But let's just put it this way.
Yeah.
Next week is going to be a fun week for us. I'll just say that.
Yeah. Well, for those that want to know about Cheddar, it's going to be February 13th at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We're going to be there. To talk about the 1,000 episode, you know, Phil Spencer and whatever else they want to ask, you know, so it's going to be a lot of fun. So Paris is going to be there. I know I'm going to be there too. Anything else? Oh, I'm going to play Phantasy Star Online this weekend, starting Friday and Saturday, Phantasy Star Online 2 on Xbox. So any of the listeners, if you guys are part of the beta, add me, hit me up, Godfrey, and we definitely will, you know, try to see if we could play online and stuff, because I have a lot of people that want to get together and do some quests and a bunch of other things, man. So it's gonna be exciting, man. Very, very excited about that. And I think that's about it for now. If there's any other update, please follow us on Twitter, Godfrey, GODFREE, or follow Paris Vicious 696. And that's about it, man. 999. The next episode, 1,000. It's history. Until next time, I'm out. Peace.
Thanks for listening to Gamertag Radio. Be sure to like us on Facebook and follow us on Twitter.